Our next speaker is a partner at Scott Douglas McConico here in Austin. Her prior experience includes a clerkship for Justice Wallace Jefferson, practicing for Baker Botts, and service as the Texas Supreme Court rules attorney. And for those of you who don't know, the rules attorney serves at the pleasure of the court, handling inquiries from the public and members of the bar about the rules, including the TRCP, the TRAP, and the disciplinary rules of professional conduct. The rules attorney assists the court with promulgating and amending rules. Kennan has also served and continues to serve on the Supreme Court's Advisory Committee regarding rules, as well as the State Bar's Court Rules Committee. She's a former chair of that committee and a longtime member. Suffice it to say, Kennan is well qualified to speak to us today about the rules and attorney grievances and the topic that she's here to discuss with us today, which dovetails nicely with Cynthia's suggestion about attorney morale. She prepares a thorough and updated paper always. I know that she will have one for us here, so anything that we don't get to, I'm sure she's got it covered in writing. In addition to all of her appointments, recognitions, and I commend you all to read her bio, Kennan is a mom and a proud spouse to an Austin ISD school nurse. Join me in welcoming Kennan Wooten, please.
Thank you, Gianna, for that introduction. Very kind. And I know I'm standing in the way of getting on the road and back home, so I'll try to make this as efficient as possible. So today what we're going to do is have a pretty high-level overview of the grievance system for attorneys here in Texas. And I am going to keep that at a relatively high level because the paper goes into a lot of detail. And I think if I try to hit you with a ton of procedure at this time on a Friday afternoon, you might all fall asleep. So we'll hit it, but not in detail. But we will spend more time focusing on the substance, specifically some of the common reasons that grievances get filed against attorneys in Texas. And I'm going to give you some tips for avoiding grievances based on those common grievances we see. Okay, so before we get into the substance, I want to give you just a high-level overview of some standards and resources to give you context and also to give you some tools at your fingertips that you can use later on should you need them. As a preliminary matter, it's important to understand that there are two sets of rules that really govern the grievance system here in Texas. It's the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct, sometimes called the Ethics Rules, and also the Texas Rules of Disciplinary Procedure, sometimes called the Procedural Rules. So the ethics rules here are defining the proper conduct for purposes of professional discipline. So the way we kind of think of them is setting the floor. They're not setting the model of excellence for attorney conduct, but they're setting that floor. If you go below it, you could be subject to discipline. The procedural rules provide the mechanism by which grievances against attorneys here in Texas are processed, investigated, and prosecuted. So those are the two main sets of rules. We are one of the few states where attorneys get to vote on the content of these rules. So you all have seen referendums come through, most recently in 2021. There was one big one before that that got a thumbs down in 2011. But we as attorneys in a self-governing bar do get to vote on the content of these rules. And historically, whenever there's been substantive revisions to the rules, they've gone to a vote to the attorneys. The Supreme Court of Texas has, however, amended some of the comments and the less substantive content without referendum. But I wanted all of you to know that we are a part of this process, at least to the extent that we can vote on the content of the rules. When you're thinking about the main precedent for application of the ethics rules in Texas, there are really two main sources. It's opinions coming out of the Texas appellate courts, and we're all generally familiar with the Texas appellate court system here. But the lesser known resource is the Professional Ethics Committee. And this committee is a 9-member committee. They're all appointed by the Supreme Court of Texas. And they essentially are there to give us opinions in response to ethics-related questions. Any member of the State Bar of Texas, so any lawyer, can submit a request for an opinion from the Professional Ethics Committee. The opinions that come out of this committee are persuasive. In other words, you couldn't hand it to a court and say, I did everything this says I should, so therefore I'm free and clear. But at times, courts have adopted those PEC opinions, making them binding to an extent. And even if you're not in that situation where you need something binding, these opinions contain a lot of helpful guidance for us in terms of understanding the parameters of the rules and where we may run afoul of the bounds there. Another resource that's up on the screen is a pattern jury charge, and the reason that's there is because these ethics rules not only have a role to play in the grievance system, but also come into play for legal malpractice cases and cases involving claims of breach of fiduciary duty.